that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. Special treat here. Got City Manager Charlie Barino and family. In fact, I hope Ree's going to post a picture of the whole family crew sitting back here with Charlie as we were getting ready on Facebook here. And they had a few things to say on the radio, but we won't be playing those on the radio this afternoon. How you doing today, Charlie?
I'm great, Ann. How are you?
How's it feel to have an audience here with you today?
Oh, it's great. You know, over breakfast this morning, we always say what we're going to do during the day, and they asked me, and I said, well, I think I'm on the radio a little bit. Well, and that answered, that brought up a whole bunch of questions, and so I said, well, let's see the radio today. So
there you go.
You got the whole family.
Absolutely. And they're standing on the other side of the glass door. Would you like to say hello to them on the radio?
My great wife, Leslie, standing back there trying to hold the herd back, but we appreciate everything that she does.
Absolutely. And the kids that are with you today?
Yes. We have Claire and Daniel and our newborn, well, he's not newborn anymore, one-year-old moms.
There you go. All right. So, well, there you go. City manager with a little home life right here on the radio. That's great. So, Charlie, you know, we wanted to have you back on to talk a little bit about the dollars that came in off the barbecue and blues cruise and how that all worked out for the city. What can you tell us?
Sure. We released that back a few weeks ago, and, another outstanding year, 34,000 people. First year, you know, we appreciate the community giving us a little leeway to shut down Main Street. We know that there were some people that were very upset with us and frustrated with us, but I think it worked as the whole.
I think once you learned how to operate, it wasn't that bad.
Right. Any change is different, but we learned a lot. The teams loved it. They loved the layout. And there were, you know, that was the first time probably that people had actually walked up under the oak canopy of the trees. And so there were a lot of people that felt like the uptown was almost like a park atmosphere.
Well, that was, of course, what you were looking for when you did this.
Sure.
So does this mean now that you've done it one year, you'll be able to do it next year? You'll be doing
the same
thing?
Yeah, we've had a number of after radio meetings with the DOT, or after event meetings with the DOT, and kind of recap what we're doing, and they felt comfortable that we could move forward and do it again next year. So, I think we're committed to doing it in the future. You know, there's great ways to improve. We want to bring in more outdoor blues music, arts and crafts. You know, I had a number of folks that found me, a couple from Charleston that I talked to, a couple from Merle's Inlet that I talked to, that, you know, were looking for a three-day weekend, retirement age, and they left. I was like, you left the beach to come here, and they did, and they made some great points. You know, when we bring people into town for 3 days, that they were expecting some stuff during the day Friday, so we had never really thought about that, and so now we may truly begin looking at some Friday lunchtime music and
kick it off at lunchtime and let it go for the whole
right.
day.
That's right, and really make it a 3-day weekend and get folks maybe in here on Thursday night and spend the whole weekend in Greenwood. So,
wow, you keep ramping it up there, Charlie.
Yeah, you know, who would have ever thought? You know, you think back to people like Paula Brooks that, you know, when we started this little thing with 5 barbecue teams and
couple of blues bands,
and you know, our good friend Gary Irwin may be listening in, shout out to him, but it's been a core group of people that have just put love and dedication in for Greenwood, and it's done well.
Absolutely, it has. So when you look at the amount of dollars that came in here, total economic impact, $1.7 million.
Yep, that's an estimation, obviously. There's no way to truly know, but when we use the calculators that tourism folks, the multipliers, you know, that's the number. We talk to different restaurants. We talk to our friends over at Carolina Pride, and they all tell us, you know, how much the volume goes up. It's funny, the interesting things that get impacted. You know, the local bread store, you know, that 1 week is probably their biggest week. When you go to Food Lion, Bilo, or any of our grocers, they'll say that they sold a whole lot of parsley that week, because the teams, they all need parsley. So it's funny the unique things that get sold in bulk, large bulk that week.
Yeah, so that's the type of thing that, of course, is great for Greenwood. And I understand in a couple, 3 weeks, you're going up to Jack Daniels to the...
Yeah. Leslie and I are going to travel on our own dime over to Lynchburg, Tennessee, to the Jack Daniels Invitational. It's the 25th annual event, and there's probably three large barbecue events in the world, and that's one of them. The other one is going on this weekend, the American Royal out in Kansas City, and then probably the third is the Memphis in May. So those are my bucket list in life, to attend those three events, and so I'm knocking one of them off. But we're going to get to see a lot of teams that we know, and then a lot of new teams that we hope to recruit back to Greenwood.
So will that mean, Charlie, that you'll be expanding the number of teams because of Main Street?
Sure. You know, we could. I think now people really see how much we could grow, but we have really wanted to keep focus on quality and not quantity. We've developed relationships with barbecue teams. It's our goal to continue to get those quality barbecue teams to come back year after year after year after year. I tell people when they want to make drastic changes, our events, it's not a race, it's a marathon. I mean, we're in this thing for the long haul. We want to impact Greenwood's economy every year. So we try to make baby changes and baby steps every year.
Well, it certainly looked like it worked this year, and it certainly, you saw a lot more people walking around, and it certainly, you didn't feel like elbow to elbow where you couldn't even move. So yeah. I
would give a shout out to our staff. Laura Ackerman, this was her first year directing the festival. She did an exceptional job. Our assistant manager, Julie Wilkie, our public works director, Billy Allen, fire crews, CPW, we just have so many people that are dedicated to this community.
And the toperaries look so good, continued to look good.
They did. We met, had a meeting about the toperaries this morning. The toperaries have become our signature event, and it's really exciting to I go to different meetings, and they talk about economic development and brand yourself, and, we don't have beaches, and we have the lake, but we don't have mountains. But by George, we got flowers, and
yeah,
so we are going to brand ourselves as much as we can around those flowers.
Absolutely. Well, I think it just was a win-win situation. The only thing I'll have to say in doing the blues crawl Friday night around town, I was exhausted afterwards after covering all the different venues, but it was great. It was great.
Yeah. Every year we continue to grow. We make Gary Irwin work harder and harder. He's going to have to top himself next year. Actually, I think he's got a big weekend this weekend for the Camden Blues Bashes this weekend.
So
lots going on.
Absolutely. Well, and there is a lot more going on in Greenwood. You would think after doing something like that, they'd just say we're going to rest on our laurels and not try to do anything more. But it's the fall season.
Yeah.
More things coming up. Hey, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of those things. So don't you go away. And if you got a question for City Manager Charlie Barineau, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. Having a good time talking with City Manager Charlie Barineau and family, I might add, here this afternoon. So he's got a lot to talk about. We've got events coming up. Maybe we should go through what some of the events are, and then we'll go back and talk about some of the other things. What's going on? The Uptown Markets.
Well, we're expanding our Uptown Market project. We continue to partner with our friends over at Self Regional Healthcare to look at ways to bring more fresh and local positive eating ideas to the Uptown area and to the larger community. Starting this Wednesday, October the 2nd, we'll have a Wednesday market for every Wednesday in October and November. From 10 to 2, so up there at the Uptown Market stands across from the Mill House from 10 to 2, you'll find our friends like Parisi Farms, the Grits and Groceries, We'll have some new vendors, particularly on this Wednesday, a farm out of Honey Path, Happy Critters Ranch.
Happy Critters?
Yeah.
What do they bring?
Fresh pork and chicken and turkey. And So
they really are critters.
Yeah. Okay. I've been up to their farm, took kids up their farm, almost left my critters up there at their farm, but I didn't. But we're excited to bring them on. In just a few weeks, we've got a honey producer here that'll be there. And in just a few weeks, on the 16th, we will have a farm from Ware Shoals Bioway Farm. So some new farming faces to the Uptown Market, some familiar faces. We're going to mix it up with our friends from Self Regional Healthcare starting on the 9th, which is not this week, but the next. They will bring their mobile express unit there. We'll do different types of screenings on site. We'll have their diabetes and nutrition specialist there to, and some of their chefs to take the existing fall produce and make a recipe that's healthy and demonstrate that. So may even throw some live music. You may see our friends like Ashby Stokes and I don't know, we might have Jake Bartley and some
Sounds
people
cool.
like that.
Time would that be going on?
Again, 10 to 2.
So it would be all during that
time? Well, we would try to focus in some of the energy or the live music cooking demonstrations from the 11 to 1 hour.
Sure.
And move those more around lunchtime. But again, City Council continues to focus on that building, that larger market along Maxwell Avenue. Our vision is to have a full-scale open-air market. And so we've had different folks come in. We had USDA's market expert, market architect, who's been and looked at markets across the country. And I asked him, I was like, how do you get this started? And he said, the best markets typically just start. They start with a tent market and just grow. So, similar to the barbecue festival where we started out with five little teams, we hope to grow the market in the downtown the same way.
Well, I understand after talking to Mayor Wilburn that the bigger market is on the burner.
Yeah, the City Council has continued to, cautiously give staff the it's kind of like a, they've got us by a leash and they're letting us kind of itch, but that's fine. I think the patience that we've had with this project will make for a better project. You probably remember, I can't remember if we've talked about this since the last time I was on, the Rasmussen Foundation granted $250,000 towards the market project. We are working to leverage other private dollars with the hopes that City Council can make an investment of hospitality taxes. We're looking at other things that we can mirror up with a market. It's going to be more than just a market. We want it to be a place for, recreation, demonstration. We've looked at a splash pad option. We've looked at some demonstration gardens. So you're going to see, it'll be an area where people will want to come, the entire family.
Well, that's pretty cool. So we've got that now. Mondays and Thursdays, you'll still have
Penny. Penny will still be there, and she is doing an exceptional job. So you can see her. We may change the hours up a little bit when daylight savings time changes, but right now we're 9 to 6 on Mondays and Thursdays, and again on the Wednesday market here in October and November, we will be from 10 to 2. You can always go to UptownGreenwood.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Both of those at Uptown Greenwood, and you can keep up with the calendar and know what's going on.
Sure. So those are some of the good things. But coming up this
Thursday.
Yeah. My goodness, Thursday.
5 after 5 returns to the County Bank Plaza.
And who's coming?
419 Main Street right there in beautiful Uptown. And we'll have Roscoe Bandana out of Gulfport, Mississippi. Americana, I would say, is what they are, Americana folk, and in their bio, in the last sentence caught my eye, it's Gypsy Soul.
Gypsy Soul.
A little Americana folk and Gypsy Soul, but a new sound. They have been doing really well, and so we're excited to have them here. I think they've only been together for about a year and a half, so again, I think it'll be a unique sound that we bring to Uptown.
Absolutely. So now, where will you have that? In the same place?
Again, County Bank Plaza. Okay. Yeah. We'll have a number of food vendors there. I think there'll be some barbecue there. We greatly appreciate our friends at Davis and Floyd for sponsoring the event, allowing us to bring that to the folks here in Greenwood and hopefully the entire Lakelands area.
And that'll start
6 o'clock. In the last 8:30.
I always say it's live after 5, and it's definitely after 5. It starts at 6.
Yeah, we bumped it up. We had a group that said, we talked to a young professional group, and they're like, you need to move it back a little bit because, you know, we want to go home and shower or change and freshen up and then come uptown. So we moved it back a little bit. And all of the normally our key uptown venues, T.W. Boone's, Howard's, Buffalo's, and even Millhouse will have music after, so it's live after 5. Yeah.
So stay uptown Greenwood this Thursday night. Now, also going on Friday, it's the grape stalk.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, the chamber, and that's presented by one of our newest merchants, Flynn's on Maxwell, Beer and Wine. And so I don't know how many stops they've got in. I think there may be a dozen stops on there, so you can call the chamber or check out their website or their Facebook page and learn about the tickets.
And I think if you buy the tickets before the event, they're 25 day or at the event to register, it's $30, and you get that handy dandy special inscribed wine glass to try all the different stuff. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, you've got all the work that is being done uptown. What is happening there?
Yeah,
I was under the impression it was supposed to be done in a couple of weeks. I don't think so.
Yeah, the dust is flying. You know, progress. If we continue to move the downtown in the direction it needs to go, we will never stop. We will never stop improving. There's always something to improve upon. And so this is the 5th streetscape, I believe, that we've done in the last probably 7 years, 7, 8 years. And so I think people are really starting to understand and see the vision for Maxwell Avenue, all the new small businesses that are opening. We've got, I believe, 2 or 3 of them this fall. That same vision is for Oak and Main. Right next, I had somebody call me the other day, why are y'all spending all this money? And I asked him, I said, well, have you ever noticed that there's a 35,000 square foot building that sits right in the middle of all this construction that is vacant? And I said, do you know what, when a building is vacant, what that means? It pays hardly any taxes. And so if we can bring that vibrancy back to the uptown area, hopefully we can get that building filled, and that's 35,000 square feet of occupied producing property.
So what is the plan for that 35,000 square feet of property?
I don't know. The plan, it's right now owned by the bank. The property is owned by TD Bank out of Greenville. We did have at one time a hotel that it did look at hotel development. That deal did not transpire. We've had some folks express interest in mixed use. Residential upper floors and retail and office on the bottom floors. We'll see. I think mixed use would work perfectly. The trend nationwide is we're seeing people move back into that core district. We have really solidified our arts community, what the arts center, the theater, and the museum are doing. We've solidified, I think, our hospitality offerings. We've solidified our outdoor events. I think that the next leg or the next key is to get people living downtown, and we have we've built up enough of a mass for people to want to live downtown again.
Sure. And what is, when this is finished down there by Howard's and that area that you're talking about, what will go on there? I mean, you had to move some things like the Boobash and this type of thing out of there, but will they come back to that area? Or
we're hopeful. Right next to the textile building, we're looking at a small-scale green space that we hope that could be used to place a topiary or a Christmas light decoration that would, again, attract people. Right there, if you're familiar, next to the textile building, there's 3 beautiful crepe myrtles. Right under that crepe myrtle canopy, we're going to be adding 2 decorative swings, so you can come up there and enjoy some swings in the evening or day. Again, we are just trying to continue to create that sense of place, a place where people want to come, relax, and enjoy themselves, and be proud of their community.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we are here with City Manager Charlie Barino. When we come back, we've got more events to talk about. Do want to talk a little bit about that joint city-county meeting that went on. and some of the things for the future here. So I certainly hope you're going to stay right here with us on WCRS, right here in Greenwood, right here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. So news is up, and we'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Well, it's hard to believe that today is the end of September. Tomorrow you're going to wake up and it'll be October 1st, and all kinds of events will be going on. We just talked about the grape stomp on Friday, and of course Thursday is
Live After 5.
Excuse me, Charlie, Live After 5. But you've got an Oktoberfest coming up.
We do, Thursday, October the 17th, Oktoberfest. We're partnering with a number of folks, including our friends from Lander University. We will have the release of the Humane Society's 2014 Hope Calendar at the Sundance Gallery on Oregon Avenue. We'll have live music from two great bands, Stevens Lane and Sonya Lee. And so that'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 there. We'll have German food, German beer, German beverage.
Where are the Germans coming from?
Yeah.
It's
going to be a great time.
Well, who's doing the food and beverage?
Sure. The beverages will be provided by Howard's on Main, and Millhouse will also be doing beverages. And I believe the food this year, Stumps Barbecue. Everybody knows Mary.
Oh,
Moore.
Sure.
He'll be there. I think we'll have some brats or whatnot. Montague's, our friends over at Montague's, TJ, will be putting out a menu for us. And a few other surprises. I'm sure we'll maybe have a strudel or I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it's
cool.
A lot of fun. Last year was the fifth year of Click 646. Many folks may remember. And we kind of wanted to change that up a little bit this year. And we did have a German theme, Click 646, last year, and it went over very well. So we'll have some lights on the street and some food.
Will you be in Lederhosen?
No. No.
Okay. Any German girls with carrying the beers around?
Okay.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd ask, see if that was going to happen. I do want to mention an event that is going on this weekend, Friday and Saturday, over there at Our Lady of Lourdes. They are having a German Oktoberfest, and the gal that is doing that, Anne Marie Hum, is originally from Germany. And she's brought in two of her friends have flown in that live in Germany that are going to be here for this.
Wow.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So after the grape stomp, whether before or after, you got to check out Our Lady of Lourdes and check out the food there. That'll be going on Friday night and Saturday during the day.
That's right. So much going on in Greenwood.
I know. It's, you know, anybody that says there's nothing going on isn't really looking.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you've got this now, the Humane Society. This is the new calendar coming up. Mm-hmm. That is a great fundraiser for the Humane Society.
It's huge, and they have a massive following. I have learned that the Humane Society's got a big group, and so they will pack Sundance Gallery that night.
That's right, and I understand Mayor Wilburn Adams has his dog is one of those in there, and he's real proud.
I've heard that.
Yes,
as well.
That's right. It's right here on WCRS.
Right.
So. Other things coming up, the Boo Bash, the end of the month.
Yep, October the 29th, that's on Tuesday. It'll also be on Oregon Avenue, or in the area of Oregon Avenue, really, but right in the area, right behind the Uptown Market stands there. We will set that up. And so that's always a lot of fun, costume contests, games, prizes.
It's great.
Kids will be out.
Sure, and they'll be judging them, and I guess they'll have the stage then right down there.
We will, that's right.
So, and will they be doing a walk with the different merchants?
No, we're going to try to center everything. It's gotten so big. We've had such long lines. We're going to try to center everything in the large space and actually pre-give out bags of candy that will be pre-stuffed. So that's our goal. Obviously, with the construction project, it would be difficult to walk to some merchants, and so we want to move it to an area where people can safely move around.
Wow, that's great. Well, can you tell us, since we're talking, well, that's on Oregon, but now going on to Maxwell, what new businesses are coming?
Sure, and I wish I could release names, but you know, I can't, and I'm sorry, I haven't been given that privilege. But well, Sunny Pick Saloon, not on Maxwell, Oregon, but is opening this Wednesday, October the 2nd. So go check them out. They are in the old R3 catering spot there, sure, on Main Street, which was Turner Jewelers there for a while. And we are aware of a new retail clothing store coming to Uptown Greenwood, okay, hopefully targeting a November opening. We are aware of a new kitchen retail store coming to Uptown Greenwood on Maxwell Avenue, November opening, I'm thinking, too. So those of you that like kitchen utensils and gadgets, I think that will be coming to Uptown.
So you can, you can go to Flynn's right there and get your wine and beer. You can walk down a little bit and change the flooring there at Reagan Flooring, and then it must be down a little bit further to get some good kitchen goods.
That's right.
And if you want to walk a little bit further, you can walk all the way down to Mill House down there and have some great pizza and entertainment there.
Yeah, it just keeps, keeps growing. It's been piece by piece, but we keep adding one business at a time, and it seems to be working.
Well, you know, I got to bring this up, Charlie, because, you know, I am a business here on the bypass, and, you know, one of the things that we on the bypass would like to know is, when's he coming to the bypass? Because, you know, we're part of the city.
Sure.
What do you have to say?
Yeah, and I fully agree with you. The bypass is one of our key areas, I would say, and right now, from a state and federal, while you're seeing so many projects in the downtown, a lot of our state and federal grant funding is designated for those downtown areas. I'm not aware of any grant program that we could be utilizing on the bypass.
We could be designated downtown, couldn't we? I mean, we'd all agree with you there.
Yeah. You know, we all agree with the importance of the bypass. But you have seen communities, and, you know, I hate to, my mayor doesn't like it when I use the Greenville term, but you have seen Greenville do a great job in some of their business corridors, what they've done on Pleasant Burg Drive, what they've done on Church Street, what they've done also on Haywood Road, mm-hmm, where they've infilled with unified landscaping and unified trees and some decorative lighting and maybe some new benches. So there are important things that we need to look outside of the uptown, there's no question. The city, we looked at a Montague Avenue corridor redevelopment plan and a South Main redevelopment plan. So getting those plans and visions out there is important. That's the step. Before we just haphazardly start tearing up the bypass and putting in new things, we really need to have a unified and cohesive plan, a vision of 2025, you know, vision for the bypass.
So I won't be here, Charles.
If you want to lead that charge, Ann, that's what it took with the downtown. I mean, we're now a decade into the city center master plan, and it's been a methodical step by step approach, and it's the way it's got to be. Things change every year, and you've got to keep that updated, and the bypass has got to ebb and flow with that.
Well, I think that, the thing that has amazed me, quite frankly, Charlie, is how much traffic the sidewalks have gotten. When they put the sidewalks in, I was like, nobody's ever going to use these,
sure,
sidewalks, but they do.
They do.
And, if there were more ways for bikes to be there, I think you'd see a lot more increase in that, too.
Yeah, we've got to think strategically different than the way we used to think. City Council passed a resolution regarding complete streets and looking at all modes of transportation, not just vehicle, and, you know, can we encourage more bike and walking and healthier transportation means? And so those are some of the things when money comes available that we do, but without a plan and a vision for that, sometimes we won't be ready when the money's there.
Okay, Charlie, we're counting on you. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with Charlie Verano, city manager. If you got a question or a comment, don't hesitate to pick up the phone. You know that number, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. We've been talking about a lot of things this afternoon. One of the things that we wanted to touch on, though, was it was a big deal when y'all had the big joint meeting.
It was. It was the first meeting that we've had, the city council has had with county council. I think the last one we've had was with it maybe at Lander when Steve Brown was the city manager. And we've had a lot of, you know, back and forth change in county managers, change in county council, change in city council. So, and then the timing when the new council was appointed there, they were so focused on their budget and the timing wasn't good for them. So we had a great first meeting about 2 weeks ago, a very positive discussion. Just today, you know, I had lunch with the county manager. He and I have built a good relationship. You know, we have the ability to speak freely, and I'll tell him, you know, this is the way it is. It may not be right, but it's what we've been given.
What does that mean? Just out of curiosity, where
he came from, it may have not been done that way. And what he is seeing here, he is open-minded enough to not, you know, why are we doing this? You know, well, let's change it. He's open-minded enough to step back and say, okay, you know, we're doing it this way. Let's what can we change, or should we just keep it this way? Is it not worth, you know, making any changes? You know, I've been pleased. I've had a great communication with him. We talk a lot, and I think that, you know, as a taxpayer, that's what you want your city and county manager to do. It helps the councils get along. If we can then share information with our councils, then they have a better relationship.
Well, and it's hard to say where does the city end and the county begin.
No, nobody knows. And that's another frustrating thing. You know, we had speaking of your bypass, had a retail developer that's looking at developing on the bypass, and they wanted some statistics from us, and the challenge for us is, well, the lines ebb and flow, and all I have is city data, and then I have to go to the county to get county data, and all they want is Greenwood data, and it's not easy to put all that together.
And, you know, we got to say the Walmart Center down here certainly has, the one right below Sharp Facets here, certainly has changed up with the Habitat Restore coming in. Yeah. And
New Spring has changed the dynamic. They're cutting edge. They use social media very well, and they're committed to a younger, I would say, younger look, and so they're doing good.
Sure. But we have so many other places coming in. I think we've only got maybe four spots left there.
Ollie's came in, and then Habitat Resale, Smokehouse.
It's been good, and of course that brings the traffic. So as we move forward, one of the things we talked about was the park. What is the synergy between the city and the county on the park on Gray Street?
Sure. That out of the meeting that we had with city and county council, I think both bodies agreed what we need to do is to come back to the table. Councils are looking to create a joint working committee to have three members from each body, and the first issue that they've looked at wanting to address is the park situation. You know, in essence, what does the city do and what does the county do, and are there things that we can consolidate and do better, or is there a better way to move forward with these green space and park and quality of life issues. Maintenance always comes to be a thorn when we get in these discussions. Maintenance is very costly, and so how do we pay for these projects?
Hmm. Well, as far as building the park, who would actually take on the responsibility of building the park?
Sure. The Gray Street Park, just a quick history. Again, the property was owned by the Greenwood Commissioners of Public Works, given to the city of Greenwood for the use of a park. The city council then leased the property to the Parks Foundation. So the Parks Foundation have had the property, I believe, about 2 years. Within that first 2 years, they were required to have a master plan design for a park, which they've done. They've got a schematic where you can, and I don't know the web address, but you can go on their website, you Google Greenwood Parks Foundation, or their Facebook page, and you can see that. They have a plan. I think they're going to be, they're trying to roll out the first phase. They will be thinning the timber on the upper track. So if you drive around Grace and Laurel there in the coming weeks, you will see a lot of that timber thinned out. The goal is to make the upper lake visible. With that, it is hoped that people will get a better feel for the asset that area is, and that it can be a gathering space. They would like to build parking area, then build a pavilion, open air pavilion type, where people may be able to gather and have picnics. And then long-term plans, there's been things thrown out, such as a dog park.
A dog park. Yeah. Gracie would like that. Yes, there you go.
All kind of things like that. So they're beginning to market that vision, and so if you want to learn more, I encourage you to go out there and find it.
Now, will that come from grants that they will get?
To this point, City Council has not committed any local dollars for these projects, so they will be seeking private foundation, public foundation, and other grant dollars for these funds. Because the property is in the name of the city, it does help them to be eligible. And we have assisted them to write letters of support and other things for that project.
Well, Charlie, the next big thing coming up after all this, of course, is the holidays.
Right.
And, of course, I believe that I've heard there's going to be more lights in Uptown Greenwood, more stuff happening.
Yep. This will be the fifth year that City Council has invested in lights in the Uptown area. We rolled out a lot of new snowflakes last year. It was a big hit. We connected.
The snowflakes were back. Everybody was happy.
Yeah. The snowflakes, we connected all the way to the Connie Maxwell campus. This year, snowflakes will extend all the way down South Main, I believe, to Epting Avenue. So there at the CVS, the Eckerd's, and we're going to take, because we want to all, be all inclusive, so to speak. And bring those people into the core area, continuing to focus on bringing children into the downtown, photography opportunities with some of the large Christmas themed caricatures that we have put out. So
kind of like how you do with the topiaries.
Exactly the same. Flowers are a big hit. We continue to put out fall flowers. If you hadn't seen, we've put out all the pansies in the last 2 weeks.
I tell you what, you got to give Dwight Long and his crew there and Barklow doing a great job making the city look fabulous.
Sure. From the top down, Billy Allen, our public works director, and then our horticulturalist staff. I'm so proud of them. They are so innovative. I told them we needed to do a little spruce up down at the market stands, and just a couple of pieces of split rail fence and some flowers, and you go down there and it looks so much better in one day. That's what we have to do. We have to invest in ourselves. And so when we are doing these things, whether it be parks or our uptown or Christmas lights, we have to do them the best that we can. They have to be top notch. We cannot roll anything out that is not grade A.
Well, Charlie, how many years have you now been city manager?
I am now into my fourth year. After 4 years, so I guess I'm working into my fifth year, actually. So I've been here 14 years. Time flies.
What do you think about the direction of Greenwood, and what do you see as the future?
When you look at the big, zoom out and you think worldwide and nationwide, the South is in a great market, the position to grow. Mm-hmm. I think our number one asset is and will always be Lake Greenwood. We have access to a lot of good water, great relationships with the CPW and the county. So, you know, there's many things that we could, you know, improve upon, and we wish that would be better, but we have done an exceptional job with what we have, and I think the future is still good for Greenwood. It continues to be good.
Well, anything that you think that really needs some concentration on, though? Something that you wish was a little better?
Something that I wish was a little better.
Right here he is on WCRS, right here in Greenwood. I won't let the clock run out while he thinks of that answer. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Anything you think then, Charlie, that you wish that was coming along a little better or something?
You know, I think that these discussions with the city and the county, I think that the county has had these discussions many times. We could do more with the lake. I think it's underutilized. There's been some call for a master plan of the lake, and I think that's a wise move. So in the future, I'm hopeful that the city and the county can work together on projects like that.
Well, Charlie, it is always a pleasure to have you come out here and sit down and talk to us. You know, we try to keep everybody in the know, and you're one of the people that is in the know. So thanks for coming out today, Charlie.
Thank you.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.